Congresswoman Stacey Plaskett, representing the Virgin Islands of the United States.
Okay, and here we go. 3, 2, 1. You're a member of the House Agriculture Committee, and you know, I think some would find it interesting to know that the Virgin Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands, does have ag.
You know, people often forget this, but the Virgin Islands at one point in history was considered the breadbasket of the Caribbean. So the island of St. Croix, which is the larger of the major islands, and where I live, is the more agriculture of the three islands. And we have been producing foods and other crops for many, many years. We had a downturn in it in the earlier part of the 20th century. And after 2010, there has been a real resurgence of agriculture in the Virgin Islands.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, the part of the Caribbean, maybe not the Virgin Islands, but part of the Caribbean's been dealing with drought over the last few years.
Right. 2 years ago in 2015, the Virgin Islands was having a severe drought. Not only did it affect our crops, but our livestock. Many people don't know that the Virgin Islands actually developed a strain of cattle called the Cenepol, which is used in Argentina and South America because we've developed a strain that's very heat resistant. And we were having a real problem with it. We reached out to the USDA and realized that the Virgin Islands was not on the drought monitor. And so there was quite a bit of challenge for us to get some support from USDA for the drought that we are experiencing. And they're making real strides to put us on the drought monitor now.
Well, and as you mentioned that, there are some other challenges when it comes to dealing with USDA. I know that you had the opportunity to highlight those with the new secretary, Sonny Perdue.
Yes, when Secretary Perdue came to the Committee on Agriculture, of course, all of the members were trying to get their ask in, trying to get him to come and visit, trying to let him know about what was particular to their districts. The Virgin Islands we're such a small area, that for most of the agencies, we have to report to Puerto Rico or to Gainesville, Florida. And so really getting the attention and the budget cuts that have happened in USDA means that quite frequently, agents, officers, individuals working at USDA do not have the budget allowance to actually come to the Virgin Islands and be on the ground, talk to our farmers and see what's happening.
One of the areas that USDA handles is rural development. And under the auspices of rural development, we'll find broadband and telecom, among others. Is that important?
Well, you know, I've talked with other members of Congress, and they talk about the use of broadband for their farmers, individuals who have products, infrastructure, or things like John Deere, breakdowns in equipment, being out in the field, in the back end of your field, you try to get to your mobile device to see how you can support it, and there's no electricity coming there. But really the fact that many broadband areas, and this was something that rural development was supposed to be focused on, was telecommunications, getting these communications out to these rural areas to develop them. And now that what we're facing is a digital divide, many of our farming communities, particularly in the Virgin Islands as well, our young people do not have access they have mobile devices, but they don't have access to the internet. And we're falling really far behind, and it's important that we as members continue to really be supportive in this generation what's necessary for these communities to continue to grow. We did a great job after the Depression and otherwise really ensuring that our communities that are really the backbone of America, our farmers, livestock owners, and others have the equipment, have the access to communication that was important back then. And now it's going to be the internet. It's going to be that broadband capability. And so the U.S. Department of Agriculture has to continue and push that forward for the people of America.
That must be tied back in to some form or fashion. The fiscal year 18 budget proposal. Mm-hmm. Fact is, there may be less money to work with. Are you saying this still needs to be high priority?
Well, you know, the president's budget, we understand, proposes an 11% cut to conservation operations and to NRCS services that rely on staffing in some areas, particularly in Puerto Rico, which is where we report to. And it's going to be important that if those budget cuts occur, how do we continue to support those areas? How do we make sure that staffing doesn't go away or they become obsolete? And really advocating and being able to show the benefit to communities from those groups and those particular portions of agencies and divisions.
So now it's an opportunity to look down the road. Obviously, there are challenges and there are opportunities. Mm-hmm. What do you see ahead?
Wow. You know, in terms of opportunity in the Virgin Islands, we have gone from a community that was created, an island that was created on a cash crop, on sugar. My ancestors came from both ends of the spectrum with that. Either they were planters making their fortune growing sugarcane, or they were the actual slave laborers who were cutting that massive cane on those plantations. We cut our last bit of sugarcane in 1966, and we still have a vibrant rum distillery going on. We import the molasses from South America, and so for many years, those fields laid fallow while we went and worked in oil refineries and other places. In the last 10, 15 years, a lot of our young people who have degrees in finance, economics, have decided to come home and create a resurgence of agriculture in the Virgin Islands. And they've gone a different way. They're going to fancy foods. So they're looking at mango. They're looking at salad bowl crops. They're looking at chutney for guava and passion fruit and things that people are really unaware of that grow year-round in the Virgin Islands on land that has been laying fallow for the last 40 years. And so there's a huge opportunity in the value-added food industry that we're really trying to expand on, and also trying to expand local access year-round, creating cooperatives for our farmers so that they can feed the local community. The cost of importing food is tremendous in the Caribbean. And so we want to be able to feed our kids in school, the farm to school program, where we're actually doing the food that our young people eat, and even for our hoteliers, for our tourism product. And there's a resurgence of really high-end restaurants in the Virgin Islands that we'd like to see that source completely locally. And that's something that I think we really can work towards. I'm looking towards helping our farmers create a cooperative so that we can have a cooperatively owned food processing plant to be able to get into the fancy food area, to be able to support agriculture. We have a vibrant land-grant university. It's doing tremendous research, not just for the local farmers, but for the region. And, you know, I want to invite you to come down in February, when the Virgin Islands, particularly on the island of St. Croix, when we have the largest food and farm, the agricultural fair in the entire Caribbean on the island of St. Croix. And there's no passport needed. You need to come on out and enjoy yourself and see the amazing products, animals, and livestock that we have going on.
So if I do that, I may just stay until March 31st and enjoy transfer day, except I missed the 100th.
Yes, so this is 1917. The Virgin Islands was purchased by the United States for its geographic importance during World War I. We are the most easterly point in the United States. We sit on the mouth of the Caribbean and were used back then to stop U-boats and others, the Germans, from getting into the rest of the Caribbean. Now we have one of the deepest water ports. We can be used for transshipment. And we are celebrating this year 100 years as part of the United States and really commemorating the great achievements that the Virgin Islands has contributed to this country even before we became a part of the United States. We've given the United States Alexander Hamilton, who created one of our founding fathers and created the entire banking system, as well as Virgin Islanders in every field, right up to, of course, the best athlete in the world, Tim Duncan, who recently retired from the NBA.
Pleasure. Thank you for your time. We wish you the best.
Oh, thank you, and blessings to all of your listeners, and I'm inviting them all to look at the Virgin Islands for opportunities and ideas in terms of agriculture. If you're interested in more, you can always go to our website, my website, which is plaskett.house.gov. Reach out to us, and we'd love to hear from you about what's happening in your community in agriculture as well.